Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking, and in this video I want to talk to you about why you need to get some rest. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, Dan Latto, so let's talk about getting some rest. So everybody's gone back to school now, my wife works at a school, the little one's gone back to school, everything's great, I've got my own time back. But one of the things that I found almost immediately was that I was kind of expecting to be able to get back into work almost straight away, and it just didn't happen. And I was talking to my friend Richard about this just this morning, because we were paddle surfing Tuesday morning, 9 o'clock, wonderful thing to do, and that's what we did. And he was talking about exactly the same thing, and he was saying that there's three different areas that you find yourself in. I thought it was really interesting. I'm going to get the name of the book that he got it from. So the first area is like a fight or flight. The second area is like growth. And the third area is like calmness. And so the first area, the fight or flight, I didn't really find out much about that, to be honest with you, but I will do on the next video. But the second area is what I always strive for. It's like this idea of constant growth, 10xing everything, increasing revenues, decreasing costs, getting more clients, getting more income, continually, never ending, putting content out, trying to build as fast and as quick as you can. And what happens is that after the last 6 months of basically being in lockdown, no one's been at work, no one's been at school, we've just hung out around the house, and we're very lucky, we've got a swimming pool and we've got the beach and all that kind of thing, but it's definitely had a toll on all of us. And so me then trying to get back into work, I found it really, really hard. And just getting back into growth and more income and all that stuff, I found it really hard. And anyway, so we went paddle surfing this morning, and one of the things I realised is that after doing the paddle surfing, I'm so much more ready for work. And it's finding this balance between working as much and as hard as you can against actually recharging your batteries. And if you never recharge your batteries, you're definitely going to find it harder. Now, one of the big things that I always talk about is that, you know, if I'm sat in a hammock somewhere, or I'm at the beach, and you'll see me at the beach quite often, but if you see me there, it looks like I'm not actually doing any work, whereas actually that's not true. I am doing the work, but the work that I'm doing is in here. It's not physical hands-on work. That's not the way that I work anymore. And so when we went out paddle surfing, and I'm dreadful at it, by the way, you should just probably appreciate that. I'm just really bad at it, but I can kneel up, okay? But I'm laying back at one point and my eyes are closed, and it's very tempting to go to sleep and you wake up off the coast of Africa or something. Don't do that. But it's very peaceful, my eyes are closed, and it's just, I'm not even thinking about work. But what I'm doing is I'm recharging my batteries. And this is the bit that, what the whole point of the video is about, is that you've got to find a way of recharging your batteries. If you've also been stuck at home, and now you can go to work, that's not a recharge of your batteries. And it's one of the things I worry about for my wife, is that she was also at home for 6 months, and she's just gone straight to work, and she's got no real time to recharge her batteries. Don't get me wrong, going back to work and being in a different environment, that can be a recharge, but it's still nowhere near enough. I'm very lucky to go out paddle surfing and that kind of thing on a Tuesday morning, where she's working at the school. And by the way, we've had conversations about she doesn't have to work, but she wants to work, and you know, if that's what she wants to do, then she can go do that. But we've got to find a way to get her some time off, whatever that happens to be. Even if that's me taking the little one out somewhere, or wifey going somewhere, just taking that time off. And actually, we're doing that on Saturday. I've got the little one, wifey's going out for a few drinks with some friends. Wonderful, great idea. But when we talk about you and you personally, what is it that you need to do? You can't just get up and go to work every day without recharging. And maybe it's different for us, because we actually live on holiday. So we don't really get up and go and have a, you know, 2 weeks relaxing around a swimming pool, because we live with a swimming pool. And so maybe that's one of the differences right there. Who knows? But what I do know
is that unless you're recharging yourself in some way and getting time away from it all, you're not going to be as efficient as you could be. And you taking that time off and then coming back fully recharged and ready to go, that's the thing that's going to make the difference for you. And that's what this conversation is about. So have a think about, what is it that you need right now? It might not be that you need a dramatic change in some way. It might just be that you need time away, time off. You need a new hobby. You need to do some exercise. You need to go paddle surfing. Maybe you do need a holiday. Whatever it happens to be. But you need to go and find out what that is that's going to help you along the way, so that you can get the rest and recuperation that you need, so that when you return off it, you can spring off that and perform at a higher level once more. We're in the undiscovered country, as the Star Trek film. We're in territory right now that we've never come across before. I've never come across this territory before. We've never been in lockdown for 6 months. We've never had any of this stuff. And so everything that we do from here on in is brand new stuff. And we got to find a way to help each other get through it. And hopefully this will help you have a little think about what you can do in your life to get that recuperation in some way. All right, hope that's useful. My name's Dan Latta. We'll catch up with you on the next video. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.